There's a poem by a 13th century saint named Namdev. And he says, I have delved into the four Vedas, these are the ancient texts of India, and drawn forth their hidden meaning. Realize, my mind, that the secret is the Lord's love. I have churned the six philosophies, the different schools of Indian philosophy about what's what and how to describe it. And I've extracted their essence. I have realized the ultimate goal of yogis and ascetics. I've experienced this. I know the joy of merging in Brahman, the Supreme Being. Oh, my friend, I have transcended all this through the grace of the saints. Nothing we do can bring us that love because it already is. I would sit with Maharaji back in those days, and I knew that what I was feeling was something different. It was complete the way it was, and it had nothing to do with anything that I could ever do with the rest of my life. Nothing I would ever do could make this feeling appear that it was coming to me from the grace of being with him. And I was free in that moment and safe. I was protected. I was at ease. I was in love. But I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready to be that. I wasn't even ready to really allow that to touch me deeply. Even though I knew that this was the real stuff. And life would have to grind me down. I knew I had some faith, living faith, not blind faith. I had some understanding. But there was such a big hole in the bucket that no matter how much was poured into it, it just went right through to the ground. Where there's coercion, there cannot be love. Out of my own desire, I would have to learn how to close up those holes in the bucket. Because I wanted to, I would have to open the door to the closet where I hid from myself and take all that stuff out and throw it away. Not because anybody told me I have to do this. If you told me something, I would do the opposite. I couldn't help myself. But Maharaji never told us. He just shone on us. And I would be thrown back into the world to sink like a stone. Until the time came when I wanted to live because I wanted to feel him again. And then I began to learn to take care of myself, to begin to learn to take care of myself. There's a prayer that goes, Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Deva Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah. It's a very famous prayer, and it's always sung to the guru. The usual interpretation of it is that the guru, your guru, whoever that may be, is God, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. The guru is actually that supreme God right before your eyes, and to that guru you bow. But if the guru is within, where do you bow? You have to surrender to your life as your teacher, and as your teaching. And when we can surrender to that and can accept the responsibility for learning and dealing with life in a new way, if we can accept it as our guru, If we can bow to our life and everything in it, then we've begun to walk the path. All the practices we do, meditation, asana, chanting, all these practices help us feel the direction that we need to go in.
Shri Guru Charanam Shri Hari Charanam 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 Shri Guru Charanam